Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a returning guest whom we have not seen for some time. Her name is Peggy Huppert. She's the executive director of NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we're going to be talking about the annual conference that's going on in the great state of Iowa. Peggy, welcome. Good to see you again. And it's been some time.
It's great to see you too, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is such an important thing, and we have seen over the course of the past couple of years a real focus on issues revolving around mental illness. Sadly, in my opinion, and because I also give that, we don't properly fund that area of care oftentimes, and the state of Iowa is seeing ourselves fall further and further behind, I believe, when it comes to care for mental illness. Would that be accurate?
Well, I think we hit a low probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and I'm happy to say that things have gotten better in Iowa. There has been renewed attention on offering evidence-based treatments and services, which really we know what to do for the most part. We know what works, and we just have to be doing more of it in more places consistently. Yeah. That is where we're still not we're not achieving what we should, because we have excellence in some parts of the state and not much in other parts of the state.
Would it be accurate to define that as in rural parts of the state we're really falling behind?
Yes, tends to be rural. Although there are examples of some great services in rural areas, but yes, it does tend to be in rural areas, just for a couple of reasons. Part is distance.
Distance, sure.
Right. Another part of it is lack of clinicians. It's hard to attract clinicians across the board. But it's really hard in rural areas. So that's a constant challenge.
Your annual conference that's coming up is going to be in November, November 8th, as a matter of fact. Talk to us about why this is important for professionals to attend.
Well, the NAMI Iowa Annual Conference is a unique event because we have a mix of people there that include clinicians. Mm-hmm. We have doctors, we have nurses, we have social workers, therapists, but we also have family members.
Really?
We have peers, we have advocates, we have local NAMI leaders, we have legislators, we have administrators of agencies that serve people with mental health challenges. Mm. So it's a really interesting mix of people who really learn from each other, which is really great.
And the heading for this says unlimited learning, connection, and inspiration. Talk to me about the inspiration part.
Well, that's something that attendees say every year, is that's the word.
Right.
And if you were to do, you know, a word thing about that day, inspiration would definitely be pretty big. We try to have some keynotes who are inspiring in different ways. So our opening keynote is actually our chief advocacy officer for NAMI nationally, and she's going to be talking about the role of advocacy and some victories that we've seen lately. And we hope that will inspire people to want to get more involved with advocacy,
sure,
which is a central part of what we do. Our luncheon keynote is a panel of educators talking about what's happening with school-based programs for kids.
How important that is.
So important. And honestly, very little was being done before the pandemic. That is what really changed things. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from them, and we hope that people will learn and be inspired by that. And then our closing keynote is really different. A young man named Zach Sandler, who actually was a musician on Broadway And he has written a one-person show about his own journey with bipolar disorder called Inside My Head. And he performs it, and that will be our closing. And in between, we're going to have three tracks of breakout sessions with workshops. And the tracks are 988 Crisis Response, which has been a big topic lately.
Sure.
Diversity and serving all the... That's another challenge for Iowa.
It is another challenge.
Although we don't have a lot of diversity, we have some, and we don't always serve the different groups of people the best we could.
Well, one of those, if I can just pause there for a moment.
Yeah.
One of the other things that we're seeing in Iowa happens to be the growth of the Hispanic community, especially in rural Iowa.
Right.
So here we have difficulty getting professionals trained in mental health to rural parts of the country. And at the same time, we're seeing an influx and a growth, exponential growth,
right,
of Hispanic population in rural Iowa.
And we know that within certain groups of culturally, there's often more stigma around mental health challenges, and that's one of them. We were actually just talking at our staff meeting yesterday about a sketch on SNL this last weekend that addressed that very thing with humor, right? But it was somebody supposedly had depression, and they said, no, they don't have that. No. And it was done in a joking way, but there's
real.
A bare basis of truth there. So we know that we have a lot of work to do in communities like Storm Lake, and others, and actually in Storm Lake, they have a school superintendent and a police chief who are married to each other and who are very aware of the mental health challenges and are working on it. So there are certainly some bright spots,
sure,
but a lot more work to do.
And one of your other things is public policy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And our mission statement says educate, advocate, support. And so advocacy is a huge part of what we do. We have a day on the Hill. We have an advocacy committee. We have a lobbying team. And so we have a program called NAMI Smarts, which trains people how to be good advocates.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why we have a whole track on this, is because we want to equip and enable people to do it and be good at it.
Our guest is Peggy Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen. She is the executive director of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Health. And we're talking about the 2023 annual conference that takes place on Wednesday, November 8th, an all-day event. You touched on something earlier, Peggy, about the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of the past year, I have heard so many people talk about the impact that COVID-19 and the pandemic had on mental health, from disassociating with other people, from countless Zoom meetings, for example. What has been the impact of all of that on society?
Well, it's been huge in so many ways. But regarding mental health, it certainly had an impact on our mental health collectively. We were really worried about the health of our seniors going in, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, because it was a threat to them more physically. But what we learned is that it was really much more of a threat for young people, because they need to have contact with their peers and also with adults in their lives to learn and to grow. And they were really denied that for a year and a half. And that hurt them. It really hurt them. They didn't get to have graduation. They didn't get to do in-person internships that they might have done. They didn't get to participate in sports, and we're still seeing the ramifications of that. Huge increases in the rates of anxiety and depression across the board, but especially with young adults, about 14 or 15 through 25 or so. And we will continue to see it. Now, on the upside is that people are much more willing to talk about it. So that's a plus and a positive. We have a program called Ending the Silence, which we offer mostly through K-12 schools. It's really designed for middle and junior high age students. And 6 years ago, when I was trying to promote this to the schools, I got nowhere. That I had superintendents and principals tell me, we don't have that problem in our schools. We don't want outsiders coming in and talking to our students about this topic. And now we can't book them fast enough. There's so much demand for that program. So that's a positive.
It is.
And the other positive, Michael, is the growth of telehealth for behavioral health. Again, before the pandemic, we tried and tried to get it reimbursed at 100% to not have so many privacy restrictions and got nowhere. But during the pandemic, out of necessity, telehealth developed and became accepted. And in a state like Iowa, where we don't have enough clinicians and we have a lot of geographic challenges, that has been a game changer.
About that, about telehealth, which is an interesting aside to this, how effective can that be?
Very, very. And obviously, a doctor can't examine your leg or your...
Right.
There are certain limitations to it, obviously. But it works particularly well for behavioral health because most of it involves talking. So, you know, that's something that you can do via Zoom or even could be done over telephone. And I share this story a lot. We had a farmer who participated in a forum that we did in November of 2020 with U of I and Iowa State about farmers and mental health.
Big thing.
And it is a big thing. And suicides have increased every year among farmers. And this gentleman was from Southeast Iowa. He went in July of 2020 for kind of miraculously an in-person visit with his family doctor. And the doctor asked how he was doing, and he said, not well. Thank goodness he shared that truthfully. And the doctor quizzed him some more, and he said, you know, I'm the fourth generation farmer on my land, and I'm looking at being the one who loses it.
Wow.
And most days I don't want to live. And so his family doc got him on some medication and then also connected him with a therapist who was a specialist in helping farmers, but was 2.5 hours away. And the farmer said, I can't drive 2.5 hours to go see somebody every week. There's no way. And he says, well, have you heard of telehealth? No. What's that? Well, he got them connected. The farmer started doing weekly therapy sessions from the cab of his tractor.
Wow.
And he told us in November that that's the only thing that got him through the harvest. And he said, if I hadn't been able to do that from the cab of my tractor, I would not be here talking to you today. So it's a pretty powerful testimonial to the value of telehealth.
Peggy Hubbard's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about NAMI. That would be the National Alliance on Mental Health, the Iowa chapter. About NAMI nationally, are there organizations like this across the country?
There are. There are NAMI chapters in every state, and there are about 700 local affiliates. And in Iowa, we have 14. And we cover 74 counties in Iowa. And the local chapters are the ones that offer most of the classes and the support groups that we offer. And we, at the state level, we train and help all those affiliates get their leaders in place so that they can offer the, and all of our programs are free.
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 Which is the magic word for so many people that are concerned about their expenses and what's going on with the cost of everything out there. The annual conference, once again, is happening on Wednesday, November 8th, all day at the Holiday Inn Des Moines. Of course, we will have links to the NAMI website up on the radio blog. Final question for you, Peggy. You shared with me something kind of personal when we sat down. You're thinking about exiting?
Well, I'm not just thinking about it. I'm actually retiring.
Wow.
My official last day with NAMI Iowa is December 31st.
Wow. How long have you been here?
Almost 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we connected about 8 years ago.
Yeah, it was early on.
Early on in your experience. Well, you have been such a bright light. You and your husband have been good friends and such a bright light to the entire world of mental health in the state of Iowa, and you've advocated for this for quite some time. And congratulations on your upcoming retirement. Hope you find something really worthwhile to do out there.
Me too.
Yeah, I know, right? We're not having to get up every day. Thanks again, and we will have links to all of this up on the radio blog. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
That, once again, is the voice of Peggy Huppert. She is with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the Iowa chapter. They call it NAMI Iowa. Talking about the 2023 annual conference. It's going to be held on Wednesday, November 8, 2023, 8:30 in the morning until 4:45 in the afternoon. And yes, we will have links to their website up on the radio blog. That's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all of those folks and for Peggy Huppert, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.